Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. This week, they're going to talk about family game night. They're going to talk about the second largest mall in America. They're going to talk about Netflix and the show Gypsy. And they're going to talk about something else. Let me see. They're going to talk about, I don't know what else, something else. There's going to be a Lyme disease update. And this is Starman and Norman. And I got two tickets to paradise. Pack your bags, we leave tonight.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And I can tell you were just about to tell me something.
I was going to tell you something.
What was it? Can you share?
Not really.
Okay. That's fine.
Oops.
Right. Can't really share with you today, girlfriend. Can't really share with you at this moment.
It was going to just be, it was like a little bit of a joke. I was going to tell you that some guy said, hey, you know, all I have anymore is hallway sex. Uh-huh. And he goes, do you know what hallway sex is? I go, no, I don't know what hallway sex is. And I was like, yeah, when we pass each other in the hallway, we each go, F you, F you.
Exactly. That I like.
Did you like that joke?
I did like that joke.
But see, wouldn't it have been better if it was off the air?
It reminds me of that song that you adore. You adore this one song. Who's the singer? Chris Stapleton?
Chris Stapleton, yes. Chris Templeton.
Templeton.
Yes.
Okay. And it's,
you guys are all surprised that I just adore this song.
Well, because I think it's depressing.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
A little bit.
Well, yeah, and you just, I mean, it is heartfelt because we both love it. You know, okay, I will bring back an old memory. There's a Dave Chappelle episode where he's commenting on how white chicks love the guitar, you know, and yeah. He brings out a young, I mean, this is like 10, over 15 years ago, probably. Mm-hmm. He brings out a young, oh my God, I can't think of his name, did Katy Perry for a short time.
No. I know who you're talking about.
Okay, though. He plays guitar.
Taylor Swift, too. And he did,
I don't know if he plays Taylor.
Oh, I don't know that. He dated Katy Perry?
Yeah. I can't think of his name. I can't believe that he can't know his name.
Are you sure he didn't go with Taylor Swift?
I wanna run with the halls, not with the high school. I wanna scream at the top of my lungs. I just found out there's other thing about the real world. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And we can't think of his name.
No.
That sucks.
Look it up. Alexa.
In quotation marks, Julie.
Yeah, exactly.
Look up that damn name. Cannot think of the guy's name. But anyway, so he brings him out and they go to, you know, they go someplace and like everybody's like, oh great, he plays a guitar. And then they take him to a boardroom full of women and he starts playing a guitar and all these women are like starting to take off their dresses, like, oh, I love the guitar, man. It's so sweet. So
it is
awesome.
It's so sexy.
It is. And so, you know, here's this guy, Chris
Templeton,
just playing his guitar.
Just him and his guitar
singing
and that
blues.
Whiskey voice.
Yeah, and if you can't understand the words exactly, it's almost a love song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know why you love this song so much. I go, why? Because why wouldn't you? I go, it's about a guy who's trying to figure it out. I go, no, it's not. It's a guy in a loveless marriage. And he goes, you can stay, you can go. I'm not going to love you anyway. You know, no matter if you stay or go, you're dead to me.
No, that's not what he says, though. That's not how I feel.
That's not how you feel.
No, I feel like at some point, you've been around the block so much. You're
right.
So tired of trying and everything, and it's just like, oh, you just at that moment you let it all go.
Right.
You go, I don't care if you stay or you go, it's not going to change me one way or another.
Right.
Because I've already been all done all that.
And, right. I'm not going to love you either way.
Right. I just love the way he sings it.
I know.
And so I'm just amazed at like how much music is so important to me right now.
I think it's so true. You know, I want to get back to that a little bit, but I want to just finish up this conversation with Chris real quick.
Yeah.
You kind of got me hooked on Gypsy.
Yes.
And we kind of have finished it, but you have to rewatch it with Dad.
Yes.
Because, and I, this is your fault, by the way. This is 100% your fault. So you must have wanted to see it again.
I must have wanted to see it again.
Yes. Because I'm like, you know, you
could just. Why would Mom want to see something twice?
Well, you just didn't have to tell him. You didn't. Yeah. You just might have to tell Dad, like, hey, yeah. You know. But you're like, hey, I've been watching this. I want to see it with me. Like, well, yeah, I want to see it if you saw it.
But it's 10 episodes.
Right.
One season. Hasn't been picked up for a second season.
Yet.
But it's about a therapist.
Yes. Oh, surprise.
Surprise, and I'm enjoying
it. And she's opening up sexually. Surprise. Is that where you're at too, girlfriend? Is it art mimicking life or life mimicking art? I don't know.
No, I don't want to fall down the rabbit hole.
Which is funny as hell because you have been saying that for months now. And I commented about a month ago.
Why are you saying this,
Mom? Why do you keep mentioning the rabbit hole?
Because
that's why I feel like I'm falling on the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, stop saying it because I'll bring it to you. And sure enough, where everything goes scene. Down. Yeah. Going to the bar or the rabbit hole.
Yeah. And the first scene in Gypsy.
Yeah.
She's walking down the street and I love her hot boots, by the way.
Too.
And she stops at this little, and she goes down and down and down and enters this little shop, and above it's called the Rabbit Hole.
Exactly.
And you're like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
We know how that goes.
Going down the rabbit hole. Can't get out.
So that's my, if we do a quick movie review, that's going to be like, four easily wearable Sherpa hats.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah. Easily wearable.
Easily wearable.
Or Sherpa boots. One or the other. Four pair.
That's right.
So, this is what bugs me. And I know that you, because you're a writer and because you're creative, this stuff, you don't mind when writers take liberties with things
to move
the story over around. And it bugs me sometimes.
I know. You demand, like, Mom, how did they move it from there to there?
Well, when I feel like there's not real honesty.
Right.
Okay, so they're married. They got a kid. And it's Naomi Watts and Billy
Crudup.
Yeah, that's right.
Who does an awesome job in
this. He's like that ugly, cute guy.
Yeah.
You're like, there's something about him. Yeah. But
it's kind of like Lisa Bonet's husband. I don't know his name.
No.
But I look at him and I go,
there's something about
him. Oh, my God.
Something about this guy.
He's not like beautiful.
And yeah, he's bare. Yeah,
he's like
he's a son. You can't look away.
He's like a knuckle dragger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what? Right. You don't know. I mean, that's the energy I get.
Right.
Like, there's not going to be anything easy about this guy.
Right.
You know? And yet you're like the son. He can't look away.
Exactly.
You're like, please. I get Lisa Bonet. He's like the son.
Yeah.
He can't look away. You know? I just rhymed that. I'm going to do my set.
Lisa Bonet can't look away.
I'm going to do my poetry set. In the rabbit hole.
Okay, well, can I just comment real quick about that one line that drove me crazy? And there's several lines that I think are not appropriate.
Okay.
Okay, so they've been married for a while. They have a 9-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. She goes out for the night after kind of like a fight, you know, and writes down, you know, medical emergency with one of her clients, which was a lie.
That excuse a lot.
Yes. But previously that week they have hot sex, they go on dates, you know, they're you know, a pretty robust couple, right? And then the next scene after this, he goes, even though we're not in a good space, I still need to know where you're at because I still care for you.
Okay, got it.
I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Even though we're not good.
Yeah.
I go, then this is where I think today people don't get marriage because it's not like, oh, it's either bad or good every moment.
Right.
No.
Right.
I would go, my marriage is good.
Mm-hmm.
And in my marriage being good, I have many bad moments, but there's never an out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, yeah, the dude, you know, whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying, because I've got some other problems with the show, like, and I have some biases on my own, such as, but, you know, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know this part real quick, but
Ted, trust me, even if Julie spoiled it, it's still worth watching.
Well, right, because I kept...
Way worth watching.
They both contemplate affairs. And but her affair is with a woman. Mm-hmm. And I said, I go, I am somewhat old school on this.
Yeah.
Because I really feel that if a woman has an affair with another woman, I don't think it's nearly as bad.
It's not cheating, Mama.
I don't know.
I don't think it's cheating.
I really don't. I don't know if that's old school or not. Because they never have their clothes off. You know what I'm saying?
They don't?
Maybe one time. But for the most part.
They're not having their clothes off, so that's not cheating.
Well, I guess maybe because
I understand though. But see, and what was my response when you go, Mom? I just don't see this as cheating. This is not cheating, Mom.
No, I didn't. I didn't say it's not cheating. I just don't think it's as bad.
Okay,
as a man. Yeah. If she went with a man,
right? I understand, but I wanted to tell you,
right?
My philosophy.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I said to you,
right.
You're wrong, Julie.
Yes,
you're just plain wrong. Because maybe physically it may not be as like bad as like a man and his secretary,
right?
You know,
right?
But
we're not saying yay, nay, or yay. Yeah. Like,
we're not telling you that. Yeah,
they're all just having open minds right now.
Yeah, but the idea. Listen, when two women are together, the intimacy that they can have is definitely a lot more than what you can get with a man.
Well, yeah.
And, but I think that's, to me, like where you feel so much more intimacy.
Well,
and what does that mean? Into me see, you know? Oh. No, seriously.
I don't understand that. It totally, it's a good act.
What I'm sharing with you is like, you know, a lot of times, you can witness a relationship with another person, a close relationship.
Right.
Not just like good friends, but that kind of intimacy.
Right.
And you can't go, well, I'm not in any way threatened by that because she's another woman, you know?
Right.
But the reality is the depth of that relationship, the closeness is a lot more pornographic, you know, than it could be with just man and woman. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I can go deeper than this if you want me to, but...
Well, sure. I think we just disagree. Like, obviously, she was having an affair.
We can't just go
And obviously, they were just... They were just... Way. They were just intense flirting. It was to the point of being annoying to me.
The two girls.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, oh, come on now. This is, you know, really?
Really?
We gotta play... I mean, there's a point where... The innuendos and like the flirting is just like I'm bored with it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
like, do it or get off the pot.
No, it's like I don't think after going out, you're still gonna be sad that coy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a point where like, well, coy doesn't work anymore.
But we probably are gonna disagree because I think it's playful.
Right.
It's sort of like we're going to be on this page right now,
yeah.
And we're going to play this game, and we're going to do this, and we're going to have fun at it. And you're like, come on, we already did this game before. Let's move on.
Well, because I didn't think the relationship needed to still have a game. Well, I mean, you're definitely right at that, but
I know I am.
But I mean, obviously, like I believe in the Amish way.
The Amish way. Yeah. No electricity.
Exactly. So you don't have
nothing electronic.
Yeah,
if it gets plugged in, it can't work.
I swear, I think I've heard this before. And I hope because of last week talking about memory and fake memory and memory imagination and how you perceive things. So I'm not sure if I really remember this correctly. But I believe that the
Amish. Are we going to play this game again?
Yeah, I believe that I remember that with the Amish, they don't believe. You can get all your needs met by one person, such as your husband.
Hence the expression, it takes a village.
Yes.
Horse and carriage to go from one house to the next.
So, when women go and have, I guess the Amish would have quilting club,
Instead of leaving a note, medical emergency.
Yeah, medical emergency.
quilting club.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to make jam.
Well, there is this.
Yeah, you're jamming all right. Thou must be patient. I'm making jam with the neighbor lady.
So ESPN.
I'm sure that's how they talk.
Yeah, exactly. A little British. I'm making jam for a tea party. Husbands, go out and put big up bills in their barn.
raise the sidewall.
Raise the barn now. While the women go and we quilt. We're going to be doing some stitching. And they all use bunny ears.
Yes.
Stitching. Luckily, no Amish people are going to be hearing this, so no. I won't be offended.
Because they don't listen to radio.
Yeah, or they don't have a computer for podcasting or anything like that. So are there?
So have we, and phone? Really, have we really offended the Amish by
saying? No, I think that
by assuming that they're having sex.
I didn't assume anything. No. I'm just saying that they don't get all their emotional needs met from one person.
Yeah,
it takes a village.
And also they have Rumspring.
You know, I remember way back when. Yeah, I guess that's not new. I guess that's new. Like it.
What?
Like it's new, like in the like last
3,300 years. No.
And now much time is new.
Thou has to go into town and do some rum springing.
Well, think about it. 100 years ago, they probably weren't near a town. I mean, it's like,
no.
I'm going to town. Ooh, yeah. It's still a dirt road.
I can't pack my... it's okay to make fun of the Amish right now.
We're really not making
fun
of them.
We're not making fun of them. We adore them.
And I only know that...
They even live... We have some living near us.
I only know this through Law & Order. There was one scene where I goes, oh, back in my day, they were talking to an Amish family because...
the kid went rumspringing
and got a sexually STD.
Transmitted disease.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're trying to track the STD to lead to a murderer. I don't know how it all works out, but it does.
Dun, 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 dun.
And so they had to talk to the father, and he goes, "You whatever you have to say in front of my son, say in front of me." And he goes, "Well, we get to your son about, you know, maybe he was, you know, about a medical issue." He goes, "Has your son been into the city lately?" He goes, "Oh, you know, back in my day, we didn't have
Rumspringer.
Rumspringer. And I'm like,
our rum burgers.
So, and what did you say?
You said rum burgers.
I did. I said rum. So we didn't have rum burgers.
Those hurt too.
Those hurt. Yeah, that's a sexual. That's an STD.
That's what you catch.
Exactly.
That's what I used to tell you, girlfriend.
What?
Don't you do that, or you're going to get rum burgers. Sorry.
Exactly.
So, are we okay?
We're okay.
Okay.
I'm hearing like a feedback sometimes. I'm just trying to figure out where it's coming from.
So tell me about the Law and Order thing. Did the father eventually get it that the son did something during Rumspring?
Yeah, he found out that he was having sex and got an STD. But I don't remember the whole plot. I just remember that line.
Oh.
And I thought that was very interesting.
Back in my day, we didn't have Rumspring.
Exactly. So I'm like, well, the guy's only 60, so I mean, or 45.
Okay, got it.
So 20 years ago, he didn't have it.
Yeah. Would you have participated, Father,
if well, there was a Rumspring? Well, I think as technology gets more and more intense, I think it'd be more and more culture shock for these kids who go into it. They're like, or there would come out a time where like, well, where is everybody? Or everyone's on their iPhone in the back of their house, you know?
Yeah,
no one
exactly.
leaves the house anymore.
Nobody leaves the house because it's a virtual world.
Yeah. Or they all hang out at one person's house on the phone together.
Yeah, you put on your cage. And you have a virtual reality.
Well, we went to the mall yesterday. Excuse me for my voice cracking. Went to the big mall, Woodfield.
Woodfield Mall.
And
it's like it's just as big as Mall of America. This was called Mall of United States of America. It's huge. In fact, it's so huge. Julie told me that they're in this mall, major ass mall, 4 pretzel shops.
That 4. Is true.
One for each, one for the north corner, one for the south, north from the west, and the east.
That's true.
I kind of hear some kind of a echo, too.
No, you don't.
I kind of do, Jules.
It's from the, because I had the headphones on.
Yeah.
You're hearing it from there. You don't hear it now.
Oh, I'm hearing from the headphones. Okay.
You don't hear it now, do you?
No, not really.
Yeah. So, I just want to say, I want to thank you for embellishing.
What?
Because it's not like, I don't think it's even close to the size of Mall of America.
No, it's bigger.
No, it's not bigger.
Oh. They actually have concerts there.
It does have 4 pretzel places. That's interesting.
Okay.
That is fascinating to me. Exactly. I'm like, you can't.
Find it fascinating.
Hey, I'll tell you why.
We don't even have one in Dixon.
Here's why it's fascinating. Because I threw up on the way to get to the people I was supposed to go to the mall with. My medicine, because Long story short.
I know. Hold on. This is a little bit. This is a little bit of a Lyme disease update.
Well, then update. I'll talk about Lyme disease update right now. What do you think, girlfriend?
Hold on. There you go. We just gave you some silence.
Okay.
Talk about it.
You love the song, the Lyme disease song. Put the lime in the coconut and call the doctor.
Doctor, I just threw up. Well, this was Julie's first time really out.
In 2 months.
Yeah. And she's gotten her Lyme disease and is, you know, hopefully recuperating.
I've told the neighbors about it. I've told everybody I know about it.
Yeah. In fact, the gardeners came the other day, and she goes, I must
tell the gardeners.
She walks out, and you guys are in our lawn. You know I got Lyme disease.
From this lawn.
Yeah.
Probably from this lawn right here, I got Lyme disease.
There were some neighbors like 3 blocks down that moved in, and they're just like... They're
out in their lawn all the time.
And you stopped the car, got out of the van. Yeah. People, I know you don't know me. My name is Julie. I got Lyme disease.
That's right. Exactly. I got Lyme disease. I want to make sure you know that.
Want you to know that there's some kind of deer tick out here.
So mom would have been telling me, it's like, you know, maybe make Lyme disease update a little shorter this week. Because it's been getting a little boring. Mm. I'm about ready. I'm done with your Lyme disease.
And then my mom, then Julie goes, you're so judgy.
Yeah.
So judgy, Mom.
I was wondering if you'd bring that up again. I've been waiting. I have been waiting. I'll tell that story. Okay, this will be a Lyme disease and mother disease story. I'll put it all in one section. Okay, so, and I'm going to tell the story because I want all the dollars to be on my side in this story. Because, you know, but I when I said it to you, I go, I'm going to hear back from this. I don't know when.
Don't know how.
I don't know how. I'm going to hear it again. I'm going to hear it sometime in the future. And I'm like, okay, here it is. Okay, great. Okay, so here's my Lyme disease update real quick. So I went to Woodfield Mall yesterday with Doug, Hillary, Dave, and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Jack was just a charmer as always.
He's a 1 year old.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good baby.
He's good a good boy. Baby.
So, but... and if you don't know by now, I'm getting my master's. But I had a phone call with my course mentor at 10:30. Like on the nose, she's going to call me at 10:30. And Douglas is supposed to pick me up at 10:30 to meet the people up there. You know, to go to Hillary and Dave's, then go into Woodfield Mall. And I said,
which is like a 2-hour trip, right? Basically,
it was an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Okay.
And then I said, please come 5 minutes early. Because what I don't want is to have to talk to her in transition.
Right.
I don't want to be in the car
or
be in the house, but I want to be in waiting and then walk outside. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I hear.
Well, so you asked this man one favor.
I asked him today. One favor. I mean, yesterday he remembered. I mean, he.
And so at 10:25, which is the time she asked him to be here, she receives a text.
I'm running late. And
how late? 5 minutes. Oh, so you're going to be here the time that we established.
Yes.
Yeah. That, I'm sorry, that literally pissed me off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried about you. I'm already thinking this is going to be a long day for her.
Right.
I want you to hear the mother's point of view.
Phone
calls. I saw you, you know, taking your pills real quick. And these are pills I don't necessarily see you take together.
Right.
Usually there's a little bit of time left.
Right.
And also usually there's a little bit of breakfast with it. What's wrong? What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. You're just overly looking at my pill taking. I'm like, I never take my pills in front of you, or very rarely do I take my pills in front of you.
However, do I know?
Yes, you do. You know everything.
I have a running tab.
Yes, you do. Okay. So anyway, and of course, I'm getting ready for talking to my teacher, so I want to be overly and uberly prepared. Yeah. So I down my antibiotic because now I'm no longer on an IV. That's great news. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I get to take them orally now.
I can take them orally, but just the idea that I don't have to go into the hospital every single day, which I did for five weeks. And so
Sometimes I just look upon that as like a dream.
Yeah.
How did we do that, you know?
I don't know. I just did it because I had no choice.
Right.
And then, I downed my stuff, and I didn't take any food with it, and I took him around 10:30, which is a little later than I take him, or like 10:20. And then I geared for my phone call. I had brought my food along. I bought some almonds and an apple and a bar. And I'm like, okay, I'm good to go. of course, she calls, and I talk to her, and 2 minutes later, Doug shows up, and he gets, which is so funny, because all I have in my purse, and he comes out of the car like he wants to take my purse from me to help me. And I'm like, dude, I can fucking carry my...
He never gets out of the out of the car for anything. Literally, the car could be on fire, and he'd still stay in the car. Yeah.
And I just wanted one thing. And then so he's also driving fast, and I'm taking notes, talking to my teacher, reading my notes, taking notes, talking to my teacher, and then all of a sudden, about 15 minutes in, I feel it. I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Mm-hmm. I am sick of the fucking dog. Mm-hmm. Sick, 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 sick. Not sick, 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 but sick, sick, sick.
You're sick. Sick as a fucking devil.
Yeah. As a devil dog.
We got a little story about sick, sick,
I will.
Sick.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, and I took my antibiotic with my... It's dioxin, right, mm-hmm. For my eyes. But supposedly it's also for climbing the Himalayas, which I think is very sweet of my doctor to do that. He goes, I see you climbing mountains.
He said that?
No, of course not. Oh. But that's what my medicine is projecting onto me.
Right.
And it's like, it's foreshadowing. You will climb mountains and you will like it and you will not get sick.
Well, when you say the Himalayas, guess what I think of first and foremost? Ricky Martin.
Oh.
You know why?
It's that one song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming on the Himalaya, come on, I want to lay ya. That's why I said I'm really into music this time of my life. I really
am. So I would suggest taking better care of yourself if you have Lyme disease and not, like, everybody has to wait. Well, I think that I didn't take care of myself, right?
No, you didn't. And you threw up, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell everybody that.
No.
So... he's driving fast. I hang out with my teacher. He goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm not doing well. I'm really car sick right now. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I gotta go to McDonald's and get Hillary a drink, a coffee. I'm like, okay. And so we're in line, and I can feel it. I go, we need to have a Snyder's. I'm gonna get a trash bag, so I'm gonna throw up. Mm-hmm. And then I go back into McDonald's and pull over, because I gotta throw up now. Mm-hmm. And I haven't thrown up since the last time I threw up for Lyme disease, which is about... the day before I went to the hospital.
I agree, yeah.
And the day of.
6 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, the day of the hospital. Because at that moment, I was taking so many...
so many medicines, yeah. Pain pills.
Pain pills. And so I threw up, and I'm not feeling good. And we go up there, and he's like, well, this must be what you've had this before, haven't you? I go, no, I haven't had this before.
Yeah, I can understand why do this to you. You're sick, right. And now he's like... sorry.
On my ass.
Yeah, on your
ass. And I can't fight with him when I'm feeling this way, because mm-hmm. Well, first of all, he doesn't fight fair.
No.
I know how to fight with him. That's in front of his daughter, because he'll fight fair then.
Yeah.
But if I'm alone with him, he won't fight fair.
Right.
And because he won't hear me, he'll just say his own reality.
Right.
And I'm just like, and then he proceeds to tell me that he's late because his sister called, and he wasn't in the car yet, and she was complaining. That's why he was late picking me up. And I'm like, I go, honestly, at this moment, I could care less, because right. I'm just, I got to get through this.
Right.
I go, just chill out. It's all okay. Just let me get through this. Mm-hmm. And I get there, and I rat on him right away. Because mm-hmm. I said to him in the car, I go, well, you were driving fast. Mm-hmm. I go, so it's all of the above. Mm-hmm. I took my medicine. I didn't have anything to eat. I had a phone call. I was riding and hiking, driving, riding in the backyard and taking notes in the backyard, riding, taking notes, and you're driving fast and aggressive. And it just hit me. Mm-hmm. Well, have you had car sickness before? I'm like, oh my God, it's not like we're strangers here. I go, is car sickness a problem with me? No. I go,
like,
but I have had.
He doesn't like know you.
Yeah, I have had car sickness sometime in the past in my life.
Right.
I'm not one, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I have at it.
Absolutely.
I go, but I'm still at this point, because I know how he fights, which is everything is an edict and extreme.
Also, right, extreme, edict, and never his fault.
Right. Never. And so then I know that if I play dirty too, which is in front of his daughter, I say, I threw up. Okay, give me a couple minutes, guys. I threw up my medicine. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, no. I goes, yeah. I go, I had a phone call with my mentor at 10:30 with my course mentor, and I need to take that, and your dad was running late, and he was driving aggressively as I'm taking notes, and I had just taken my mess on an empty stomach, and it just hit me, and I go, and your dad was driving way too fast, and I got car sick.
Because he had to run to his daughter.
Yeah, and they're like, oh. And then I think I must have looked bad.
You did. Because, when you came in last night?
Yeah.
Whew.
And then... Thanks, Mom.
Well, no, because you just look so pale and beat.
But I got better. Yeah. And so I started feeling better. Mm-hmm. And they gave me these two C-bands, which are like acupuncture for mm-hmm. motion sickness, mm-hmm. which got me through the car mm-hmm. ride. Because mm-hmm. the car ride is an hour and a half.
And I'm wearing just like, right now.
I hope to God I can make the car ride. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was it. But it was kind of funny. I'm at the mall with David had to specifically go there for an appointment with the Apple store. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to go to Lumanai's Pizza mm-hmm. afterwards. And so, and I haven't eaten anything all day by this point. Mm-hmm. So I go to the mall and we drop David off and we're walking around. And I go, I really only want one thing right now that I think would be good for my stomach. And that is pretzels. Like mm-hmm. dry pretzels. Mm-hmm. Just and here they are at, I can't, is it Ms. Ann's pretzels? I can see the Ann's clearly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's down the lower level. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my a little jar of pretzel bites. They're mm-hmm. fabulous. Mm-hmm. They go, do you want a sauce with these? I go, no.
Are they soft or crunchy?
Soft.
Oh, nice.
Nice and warm. And then I turn around, I look up, literally. I look up and there's an Ann's right across up above.
Whoa.
I mean, literally, they're right there.
Wow. So see, as above, so below.
Yes. That's exactly right.
I thought that was a great time to add some scripture.
You know what?
What's wrong with
that? I think you can add scripture anytime. Anytime you add scripture is a great time.
Thank you, Julie.
Yes, as above is so below. And so then we're walking around, and there's a little kiosk, and it's Winchell's.
Really?
Pretzels.
Okay, yeah. I thought you said Winchell's, and those were donuts.
This is Winchell's presents, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, 20 feet later, I see their actual storefront where they bake the pretzels and Winchell's presents. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this place has four pretzel places.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is wild.
See, this is so cool because I started understanding it because I'm not I don't understand retail like that.
Right.
It holds no interest to me. But I started to get, like food courts.
Right.
And then you started to talk to me about the guys decided to get massages.
Yes.
And you did too, but your massage therapist didn't want to touch you because you were sweaty, right? Is that right?
That was like something I didn't want anybody else to know.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Really?
Oh, it's okay. You tell them that you're throwing up. But
yeah. Well, no. What was that? So,
but you're sick and you're sweaty.
My neck was sweaty, and I just wanted a 10-minute massage. Mm-hmm. And I got into a chair, and I had to put my knees into a contortion move. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. And by this time, I'm about ready. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Already, I haven't even touched yet. And I'm mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. And so then he gets to my neck, and I can tell he's just not happy with my neck. I am sweating on my neck, mm-hmm. which I do a lot sometimes when I'm out in the world. I don't know why. I just do.
But you were sick, and you were throwing up. And
I didn't want to tell him I had Lyme disease. Yeah. Like,
oh, by the way, you should have a shirt.
I have Lyme disease. Give me a break. And so he wouldn't do my neck.
I went out for a nice walk in the forest, yeah. And all I got was his damn Lyme disease T-shirt.
That's perfect. Why don't we sell that on Amazon?
We should.
Yeah. No one out there should take our idea.
Don't even go there, people.
Yes.
They're like, really?
We're going to do it. It may take us 2 years, but we're going to do it. Because everything's in slow motion now that I have Lyme disease. I mean, it takes forever. Yeah.
But and a lot of times, too, like with Dad, he just, in his mind, he'll say, you know, I'm going to clean the garage out.
Yeah.
Now, he said it, and in his mind, that's doing it.
Yes.
That's doing it.
Right.
And so then it's gone.
Right.
Don't worry, guys. I'm going to take the trash out. Done.
Got it.
You know, not that the trash is done, but that he considers it done just because he actually said it out loud.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, so in this, but my feeling was with this massage place is I sort of got it now with all these neat food places
right.
and massage places. And you said there was even like massage chair places.
Right.
Where you go in and you just sit down.
Which I should have done that.
Which I would do.
Yeah.
That would be I would want a private room for that one.
And people are buying more and more food. Like Garrett's has a place now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so.
But let me just tell you that my feeling is, see, I think that it's a way for men and women to go to a place together mm-hmm. and have maybe one or two shared experiences, but then the guys go and munch, and then get a 40 or 50 minute massage.
Oh, thank God.
And then the girl.
I thought you were going to. Did a munch at the massage place.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
No, yeah. But then the girls can go, you know, go to 21 Forever.
Right.
Or whatever
or Michael Kors.
Yeah, where they got to do. And but then I started to get it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not only is it a destination that you can go, but you can also have food and have a shared, get a massage and
right.
have a shared experience. See, because I just don't understand that kind of retail.
Well, can I? Yeah, I
also because I never really want anything.
You're right. And
it's
also
not like
too,
I want something.
You also you never want to go shopping for the sake of shopping.
Right. And see,
that
and
seems like hell to you.
It's like hell.
Right.
And like another thing would be like maybe I go and I don't want something, but then I go and I see so much stuff that I go, oops, wait a minute, I'm starting to want something. And like I got. So much wanting stuff in yeah. my garage,
yeah.
in my basement, after 40-something years of marriage. Yeah. I don't want anything more.
So food variety, though, is like the way they keep that going.
Yes.
Experience.
I go for
and
the
food. And they also have a kiosk where you can you sit in these pods, like half of eggshells, and,
yeah.
and you put on Google glasses.
No.
And you have a 3D experience.
No.
Yes.
No.
For like $20. I'm like, that would be awesome.
I would do that.
Yes.
But can you have whatever experience you want?
Yes.
Or do you have to have it? Is it, you know, you only have certain choices?
Well, here's what they would do. They would ask you what kind of experience you want. You go, I want to be a unicorn. And then they'd actually
O-M-G.
Make you a unicorn. And you're like, I wasn't talking about that kind of unicorn. And then they're like, I don't know. I go, lady, that's not this kind of place.
those egg chairs are next door.
Yeah,
in the back.
Chairs across
you got to go in the back.
Yeah, look up. Those egg chairs up there.
There's
I'm like,
those.
Oh, as above, so below. Yeah. But I have to give back to the fact of where you just knocked me out.
Yes.
You said, I'm not being a little judgy here. So then anyway, I'm kind of last night rehashing the night. I had a good day, you know. And but I want to rehash with my best bud, Mom. And it went on. And I was telling her a story about her and I just talking. And we were talking about a cousin, Doug's niece, who's struggling, and who mm-hmm. and Doug's sister has always been such a critical mom.
Like, yeah, and you're talking about the niece, and Doug's sister's the mom.
Yes,
yeah.
The sister's the mom.
Yeah.
And it starts off by saying, Doug, have you been kind of mean to, you know, or rude to Ashley?
Mm-hmm. Not her name.
He's like, oh, it's not, no, neither one's name.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, not at all. And I'm like, oh, I can totally vouch for that, because I think the only time he's seen her is when I'm with her.
Mm-hmm.
With him, and he's overly nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and he's like, and he started getting offended, because he's like, what could I have possibly done? And I go, Doug, don't even go there. She's just making conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she feels left out and alone, because mm-hmm. she's not part.
I totally, whenever I see her, her energy is that.
Yeah.
She's a overall a nice kid. Her mom quit raising her when she was like 7 or
right.
8. And she's had her legs broken.
Right.
And she had to go live with her grandma.
Right.
And yet the mom is like, and you've said, you know, would you like to have a better relationship, you know, with your daughter? And she goes,
I go, I can make that happen for you. I go, but you got to do exactly what I tell you. And can you forgive your daughter? And what did I say?
She says, got me right. She goes, no.
No, I don't know if I can forgive
and
my daughter.
The daughter doesn't know what she needs to be forgiven for.
Exactly.
She's the one that got kicked to the curb.
Right.
And she
and is always judged.
Yeah. Always judged.
And, you know, here's the thing. Is she perfect? No, but she's not. She's just.
Just a kid. A lonely kid.
A lonely, now a young adult.
Now an adult that's
and you're like,
been
whoa,
on her
this,
own.
You know.
Yeah.
And so you get it. And so I'm like, well, and I you know, I told Hillary, I go, hey, I wouldn't mind. I don't think about having
yeah.
like a game night.
Yeah.
I'll come over. And, you know.
And try to get them to
yeah.
together a little bit in a fun environment.
Yeah, I go, because.
A neutral, fun environment.
And as I typically tell the story, I mentioned that I told Hillary that I said, you know, my mom can be a little judgy sometimes, but I have 1,000 experiences that are good. So that little judgy once in a while, not a big. But before I said 1,000 experiences that are really good, she jumped in and goes, oh, my mom can be really judgy too. And I go, but my mom has, I have 1,000 good experiences with my mom.
Right.
And so forth.
Yeah.
And you tell me I could be judgy too. So.
Oh,
but as those words leaped from my mouth, in the back of my mind goes, note to self, this will come back somewhere.
This will come back in one way.
This will come back somewhere down the line. Yeah. This will come back.
Mom wouldn't save it for the radio show, would she? She wouldn't save it for the podcast.
I did not think it would happen today at this moment. But I'm like, oh, there it is. Boom.
Boom. There it is. But I loved the idea that, the idea of a balance, you know. Right. And I think we have had 10,000 experiences.
I said thousands.
Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. Yeah.
You think tens of thousands.
But I love, but I love the idea that how it can.
Yeah.
You know, but I know some people talk about like, oh, I can get all, you know, on Facebook or whatever, I can get all these thumbs up. But when somebody gives me a thumbs down,
it crushes me.
I think about it all day long.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
No.
No.
That's good. It's one problem I have with social media. Because, like, to really engage with it, I'm like, I don't know if I really need people, you know, critiquing me 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even, what is that about?
I don't know. It's a new world, I guess.
Yeah. We don't understand it. Then that's why you need the Apple Store.
Right.
You can go to the Genius Bar.
Yes.
And feel good about yourself.
Yes. I said, I want to go to the Apple Store because I usually feel my IQ points go up a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Hello, welcome to the Apple Store.
Yes.
Your IQ points have been raised just by stepping foot inside.
Here's a card for proof.
Here's a card.
We've pre and post tested people, 10 points. 10 effing points. I'm like, holy crap, I'll come in here more often.
I'd rather go to the egg chair.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go and visit the Google area and put my headset on and do Google time. You know? So yeah, that's kind of cool. But I'm gonna really push for it, and to have like
I might be open for it.
Yeah, should I have it here?
If you need to, if you want to.
Okay, cool.
I mean, in the sense that it might be neutral territory.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But
and I can have it here even if Dreena doesn't want to come.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But it should be game night, like yes. Actually, like charades,
yes,
like fun team games,
yes.
So there's no talking. It literally is. You know, it's kind of funny. One of my best memories I have of Doug's ex-wife is about when we were picking the kids up for the weekend, and I walk in and they're playing, and there's a repeat of or some kind of like 20,000 pyramid game or whatever, and I said, "Oh my God, Quinn." Get over here right now, and I'm going to
give you the questions.
Yeah. And my brother was calling me right then and there, which is very funny because he knows what's going on.
He knows.
Exactly. He knows what's going on. But, you know. So anyway, but he always listens to the podcast. So yes. I'm like, hey, Greg, thanks for calling during the show.
Hey, dude. We
love
you.
We'll call you back.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you, dude.
Visit his YouTube channel. What is it? Oh, my gosh. I can't think of the name of it.
Punk Cats. No, Funk Cats.
Oh my gosh.
Google or YouTube like Devil's Tower.
Yes, YouTube Devil's Tower information.
Yeah,
travel video.
And it's like I think it's Funky Hat. Punk Cat.
Punk Cat Films.
Punk either Punk Cat Films or Funk Cat Films.
No, it's not funk. I know it's punk.
Punk Cat. Yeah, punk yeah. Cat Films.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Sorry, Greg. I have yours bookmarked. That's why I don't know the exact name. But anyway,
subscribe to his YouTube channel.
But one of my favorite memories of Cammy, Doug's ex-wife, is
not a real name.
is when I walked in and I took they have that in the background and I took Quinn and we started doing the match game like the game
because
that's what we did when we were kids.
When we were kids,
you know, usually when we were playing hooky, we're like we got game shows all day long, kids.
Excuse me, that's homeschooling.
F and A, right? To the 10th degree. And so then Cammy goes, Hillary, I'll take you and my team. And so we had a contest while the whole pyramid thing was going.
Oh, that's so great.
And it was fun, you
know? That's so great.
Yeah. I don't know if any of the other three participants have this same experience,
right.
But I think that was a fun moment.
100%.
You know, so I know game night is a game day is a good experience.
It is.
So
it is.
I'll have to talk to Hillary and maybe I'll text, we'll text Ashley and get this going. And if her mother doesn't want to come, mm-hmm. It'll still be about, we'll still have game
and
night.
And still keep it about game night.
Yeah.
Just make it
It's about like a game night.
Yeah.
No, it is just game night.
Right. It's not about rehashing anything. Right. It's not about,
right,
you know, making it a good relationship.
And I can talk to the mother and say, listen, love to have a game night. Do you want me to have it here or you want to come over to my house? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And I go, but just telling everybody, there's no complaining.
That's right.
No complaining at all. Anybody complains, I'm actually going to have a complaining jar.
Yeah.
I go, come with dollar bills, yes, not quarters.
Yeah. $10 bills.
If you complain once, put a dollar in the jar and it goes to me.
That's right. Cool.
Or I'm going to go, I go, who do you hate most? And they say Nazis. I'm going to donate all the money to Nazis.
The Nazi Party of America.
Yeah. I go, I hate white supremacists. I go, I'm donating all your complaining money to white supremacists in your name. I go, so you better adopt this right now.
That's right. Speaking of donating, yeah, mm-hmm, in somebody's name,
oh, for
there has
sakes
been, yes, a crazy story that started, I would think, today's Sunday. I think it was started about Thursday or Friday, and it's slowly leaked out.
Right.
But here was the first information on the, right, news. A Northwestern University, highly prestigious university.
Professor, yeah.
Professor, and a University of Oxford professor, first time in America, have fled the state due to a stabbing of a 26-year-old man in their apartment.
Right. And then the guy died.
Totally. And they're on the lam, and they're considered to be armed and dangerous.
Right.
And that's all the story.
And we're
that
like,
was
what
it.
The heck happened here?
What is that?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Right.
So then we find out that these two, that the University of Oxford and the Northwestern professor, travel north,
right,
to Wisconsin. In fact, to Geneva, Wisconsin, and they make a stop at the library, which,
right,
is a big, gorgeous library, and make a $50,000 donation in this guy's name,
right,
that they have just murdered.
Right.
Now, they leave from that. And so that's a trail.
Yeah.
And they leave from that. And along the way, we're finding out that they're Facebooking their relatives and saying things like, so sorry. We can't believe this happened to us.
Right.
We're just... And so they're anticipating them going to Canada,
right?
You know, which is just experiencing a real estate bubble.
Yeah, in Toronto. And supposedly at noon yesterday, it popped. It,
yeah,
burst.
And they talked about this real estate bubble in Toronto, yeah, being the unicorn,
yes,
of all bubbles.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to go any further than that. So the next thing we find out, yeah, is that... as they're traveling west,
yes,
through each state, go to Devil's Tower, they go to those four presidents. What's that called? I don't know.
Mount Rushmore? Is that what it's called? Is that it?
They pass Mount Rushmore. They go to the White Horse, which is like,
I don't know if this is all true. Is this true?
Yeah.
Well, it's true only in the sense that there's a highway that goes from Wisconsin to California.
But they're doing like a kind of a travelogue and they're letting people know where they're at.
Are
they? And apologizing.
Oh.
Profusely apologizing. And as each day passes, their conscience is getting, my God, more and more unfolds to the reality of what they did. This guy, you know, we're seeing that they're by the time they're in Utah or Idaho,
right,
you know, they're all homosexuals, and that this third guy, he just graduated cosmetology school. He just got his hairdressing license, and he was there. And the guy from University of Oxford,
yeah, uh-huh,
first time in America, first time visiting his lover, came over. Who knows how the fight, but they're just like, they can't even understand it
time
anymore.
Time out. Okay, go ahead.
But by the time they reach the borders of California,
yeah,
they've decided to give themselves up.
Good, that's
and
good
turn themselves in.
Yeah.
Now, why are you checking Alexa right now? I don't get this.
I don't believe anything you just said.
What? Well, you don't believe a thing I said? Can I say something, though? It was a vicious crime. It was a vicious murder. Do you believe that?
Well, yeah, because he was stabbed.
And so stabbed so hard that the blade broke.
Wait, did you hear? Where did you hear this from?
I read it.
Where?
In the newspaper.
You're just lying to me
I'm
now.
I'm not lying to you.
Our paper is never unwrapped. You don't read our newspaper. Unless it's to pull out the coupon.
Norman! Norman! Save Daddy comes. He'll verify.
He'll verify that it was a vicious stabbing?
Yes. Norman!
But will he verify the rest of the stuff?
I don't know about that. I think he will. I can't believe he's not coming in.
That's okay.
All right.
I don't know if any of that's true. I don't, but, well, I mean, I'm not saying it's not true.
Okay, good.
But tell me, is it true?
It's true. Norm!
No, what part's true?
All of it. Okay, I here's the only thing, it may not be true. The 50,000. That might not have been that much money that they donated to the library.
Wait, it was only like $1,000.
Oh, was it 1,000?
Yeah, I knew that part.
Oh, you knew that part?
Yeah.
Okay. Dad's not refusing to come in.
That's fine.
Crazy.
Okay.
That's crazy.
So we've got less. We got 4 minutes left for the show.
That can't be true either.
It is true.
That's not true, Joe.
Well, I can tell you that we got 40 minutes left for the show because in this world we're exaggerating completely.
Because we've now invented time traveling.
Yeah, now invented time travel.
I'm not necessarily traveling, but just expansion.
Right. Okay. Just for kicks and...
Norm! I just want him to come in here.
Okay.
Norm!
This is not good podcasting.
Okay, it's okay. We're on the podcast. The Elliot came in.
Oh, great.
We need to ask you a question, okay? Because okay. Julie's doubting me. Did the two professors turn themselves in?
Not yet. I don't think so.
You just told me they turned themselves in.
I told you they turned themselves in.
Oh, Julie told me.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-oh. Did you tell me it was a vicious crime?
Yes, I did. I said the murder was so vicious the knife blade broke off in the body.
I'm not Hello? I don't doubt that part.
Hello? Okay, time out. Did they do sort of a, did they travel throughout the United States visiting landmarks?
Oh, I don't know about that, but they went up to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and donated some money in the dead guy's name to a library.
Okay, time out.
Dad, did the guy die?
Was the guy a hairdresser?
He was a cosmetologist.
What? Are you guys? You sure you didn't say cosmologist? Like you believe the guy? These are guys. These are professors. He could have been a cosmologist. Like,
oh my God, from the cosmos.
Yeah.
Oops.
Are you guys sure?
No, wait a minute. Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I can't remember. No,
this is how rumors get started.
Yeah,
I apologize to everyone involved, all the families. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not funny. It's a very tragic situation.
Yes.
But it's just like one of those,
it's like
darn
telephone
well,
game.
2 years from now, we'll be hearing this on the Serial podcast.
Yes.
And we'll know the whole story.
It'll be revealed to us.
And so, all I know is that this makes more sense. Okay, here we can find the truth.
Murder suspect sent apology via video.
See?
Yes. Give me the paper.
See?
You didn't say Dad was reading the paper on the pot.
I know that. I was trying to save his,
But you said you were reading the paper.
No, Norm was reading it on the pot. And
right.
And then was reading it to me.
Yes. Now, the only time Dad reads the paper is on the pot.
Exactly.
And the only time you get paper news is through Dad on the pot. Now, that makes more sense. And Dad's now... Dad, you have a minute and a half to figure this one out. And
I like the fact that we'll wait till Serial comes on.
Yeah, a couple years from now, figure this out. But it's so weird because it is a fascinating story.
Yes.
Because you know why? The police say they've never seen a situation where the murderer left a donation in the victim's name. Ever.
Aw, yeah.
He had a conscience.
But see, it's weird because he's a professor at Northwestern.
Yeah.
And
I'm not saying that he's a hairdresser. Maybe he is a cosmologist.
They have said that Latham had a personal relationship with Carnell Durenlow, or whatever his name is.
Was he the victim, father?
Just a cosmetology. He had his cosmetology license.
Okay.
So I don't think you need a license to say the cosmos. You just need a license to do hair.
Okay, time out. But I asked you, was he the victim?
Yes.
Okay,
he was the victim.
Okay.
So there was a personal relationship.
Yes.
And there was the other guy that came from Oxford.
A 56-year-old, a 42-year-old, and a 26-year-old.
Well,
we know what happened.
We don't know. We don't know.
Oh, I'm the exaggerator. Thank you, Julie.
Right. Well, you know what, though? This is a Shakespearean play now.
It is. It's become a Shakespeare play.
And I feel so sad because at the end result, someone died.
Yes.
And you just go, this is terrible and tragic. But you're like, what an interesting story, because it's not like someone got broken into and... Right. You know, like, and then it was like, oh, he was trying to steal stuff, and
it wasn't like somebody that had a history of like,
no.
Oh yeah, we knew that's how it was going to end,
right?
No, we didn't.
No,
it wasn't. Thank you for calling it Shakespearean.
Yeah, so I just hope that I did know that the guy said it was the worst mistake he ever made. I'm like, really?
Yes.
I mean, what else could have been?
Yeah,
death, killing someone is probably like the highest.
Yes,
you know. But yes. I just feel bad for everybody involved. It's tragic, tragic.
Yes.
Well, we end on a good note.
Oh no! What note is this?
But we just want to say August 21st.
Yes.
Solar eclipse of the sun. Get your butt there.
We're there. Hey, if you're there, come see us. We'll be in the Walmart parking lot
somewhere, and the band that will be experiencing the full.
We got our glasses. Monty. We got our glasses this week.
Yay, we got glasses.
And the first thing we put them on the thing. I got our glasses, and Elliot took them. And put them in his mouth.
And hit him in his favorite spot, which is in the Four Seasons room,
which is behind the sofa in the Four
Seasons
room.
I can give one tidbit. For this, if you are just now ordering your glasses to see the total eclipse of the sun, I do have extra pairs. If you find me, I'll give you a pair.
And you know what? They're only going for the cheapest price of like $40 a pair.
Right. Well, that's not true either. A little cheaper than that.
Oh, $39
okay,
a pair.
Okay, sure.
And I want to get our money back.
Yes. Oh, yes. We will be selling them that day.
Yes.
For the yes. cheap price.
Yes. Look for us on the highway right before the Walmart. We'll have a little stand selling you.
But if you go to Amazon and you buy these, make sure you check to see when they come in, because the first ones I was going to buy
didn't come in until September.
Yeah, they said like August 22nd through September 1st. I'm like, August 22nd?
Hello?
21st is a solar eclipse. Yeah,
but you'll have them for the next 7 years.
In the 7 year one, yes. So, Griffin, how was the show?
Gosh, I think I'll let the guy say it again.